Hi, I'm Christy Greener, and I want to welcome you back to the Dare to Believe podcast. And I am here with Heidi and Steve Dick. And if you were not able to listen to the first part of this interview, you're going to want to go back and listen to the miraculous story of how God intervened in a very tragic and scary time in your life 2 years ago, where Heidi was having a brain bleed. And obviously, she's here, and she's walking and talking and very healthy. So God intervened in a very miraculous way. Please watch that. But we go back to when that happened. It was a Thursday morning. You woke up early and you had a terrible, terrible headache. You want to tell people what was going on? Yes.
I woke up and with this horrendous headache, and I felt like I just in my mind thought I have a ruptured brain aneurysm and I needed to get help fast. And my grandfather died of a ruptured brain aneurysm. So that thought wasn't foreign to me, but for me to immediately think of that first thing when you wake up with a headache was very unusual. Mm-hmm. And now in retrospect, I know that was a miraculous thing for me to be able to self-diagnose that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so you had Steve call 911. You end up being in a lot of pain. You get very sick. The paramedics are coming, but what is going on inside of you when all this is happening? What's that like for you when this was going on?
Well, that's the good part, because I felt like I almost had an
assignment.
Isn't
that funny? That's the good part. I know. She's having a brain bleed, and this is the good part.
It's amazing.
Well, I just knew I had a responsibility to make sure the paramedics knew my grandfather died of a ruptured brain aneurysm, so that it would help the doctors, so it would help them know what to do for me.
So it's kind of like you had a word of knowledge, or you had supernatural help.
It
knowing,
must have been, because not a normal thing for most people, to self-diagnose that accurately. But I felt like that was an assignment to do, to make sure he knew, that the paramedics knew, and that the paramedics relayed it to the hospital when they got there, to the doctors on duty. So, and once that had happened, it's kind of like I just went internal, and I am a person of faith, and so I immediately just kind of took a deep sigh and said, okay, God, now, you know, inside, I'm speaking to myself, now it's up to you. And immediately, I was given a sense of, you're going to be okay. Like, this is not unto death. You're going to be okay. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And I remember somebody told me a couple weeks prior, you know, you're blessed to be a blessing. So just live that out. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And when this was happening to me, I felt like God was just saying, remember, you're blessed to be a blessing. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to just be okay in this process. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know if I'm going to be here or not or whatever, but I had this peace. And I felt like the Lord was saying, do you want to come and just be with me during this time? Not you know, die and go to heaven or whatever, but just be with him in his presence.
Kind of like, do you want to hang out with me while this is going on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't want to be disrespectful, but it was so loving like that. Hey, you want to just be with me? You want to hang out with me for a while? And of course I said yes. And as soon as I did, it's almost like I was just flooded head to toe with deep peace. And I had no pain.
Wow.
I know my body was having pain, and obviously from reports of what he said I was like, but I honestly felt peace that turned into joy, deep joy. And I had Bible verses that I'd known just kind of flooding through my mind, like, you know, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, and so on. Well, we usually hear that at funerals, you know, a lot of times. But that verse was coming through my mind, the passages there, and how real it was, and how he's literally bringing me peace and rest during this time, and, you know, where things are not in good shape. And other verses that just kept coming to me were almost like jumping alive in me, understanding a deeper meaning than something you maybe memorized as a child. So that was really kind of exciting, even when you're having this brain aneurysm. And then just to be in that time with the Lord, and it turned into such joy that I started, in addition to just having that kind of conversation, which people would call prayer, but just that kind of back and forth conversation with him, I experienced such joy and gratitude for what was happening, even though I didn't know the outcome yet, that it turned into kind of worship. And I'd have songs in my spirit, and I honestly felt like I was singing. And I asked Steve later, like, what did the paramedics think of me singing those songs, you know?
You weren't singing.
So this was all your spirit connecting to God's spirit and worshiping. Yeah. So did you see anything, or is this all just a kind of a peaceful sense that you had?
It was a very peaceful sense, yeah, which is interesting because I'm very visual and do painting and things. So, but it's interesting to me that it really, my memory of it was just warm hugs, visual, good feeling more than, not visual, excuse me, but warm hugs. And
so you're in this... obviously a crisis situation. You're aware that you're in a crisis situation. And then you just say, Lord, this is up to you. And he says, he invites you. Do you want to come up here with me?
Yeah.
So you had a choice at that point to go hang out with the Lord while all the craziness is going on around you.
Yep.
And how long were you in that place? Do you know?
You know, I feel like I went to that place in my house and I didn't come up from that until they were all surrounding me right when they were supposed to be drilling my brain.
When you woke up that,
So this is Saturday morning then, you're saying.
Yeah. And I could feel joy sitting there looking at all these people. I had so much joy that lasted for days. And even when I think about it now, I can just
kind of...
You
can feel it
still. I can kind of, just rekindles that in me. Just like, I have a totally different perspective on life and death now.
Can you explain on that?
Well, if this is even what I experience is even a taste of what our afterlife might be like in some ways, when you read about people saying it's inexplicable, that there's inexplicable joy, there's all these wonderful things, I think it's true, and I've experienced a taste and see of that, not the full extent, obviously, but so much that I will never question that kind of thing again. And I'm not fearful of death. I just think it will be an extension, probably because of my faith and having that little experience to see what lies after. And it's remarkable, and it's something I mean, this sounds strange, but I would do it all over again just to be able to have that kind of experience with the Lord and know it's possible. And I've had other wonderful times with the Lord, but this was in the midst of a very big, deep crisis, and he was there, so faithful.
And once again, what strikes me is to know his voice, and because you've walked with him for years. So the importance of knowing the Lord's voice and knowing how to call to him in your time of need, and his faithfulness to be there, and not just be there, but to take you up with him if you want to. That's a beautiful. Anything that you'd add to that, Steve? Anything that was your discernment on that experience? You just probably heard about it.
Well, right.
Later.
Well, I did it, and of course, you couldn't tell that on the outside.
What was it looking like on the outside?
Well, on the outside, it just looked like she was sort of asleep or recovering or just going through all the physical reality. I could just see the physical reality, although I did have this strong peace, as I mentioned in the previous session. But in terms of this joy that she was feeling, she certainly wasn't singing out loud anyway. So that whole sense of the very different experience she was having versus what I was watching was a complete difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we talk about us being a spirit, having spirit, soul, and body, like 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. So you're having an experience. You're seeing what her body's experiencing.
Yes.
But your spirit is experiencing something totally different. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, and it's such a comfort to me, to other people, that when we're in a time when there's crisis, that this is an available piece to us. And I think I shared with you, Heidi, that I have relatives that were oppressed in Russia, and had to be smuggled. Lots of stuff went on. And so at one point I was at Kay Arthur's ministry, and for some reason I was going through her bookstore, and there was a book on people who had been martyred and their stories, and whether they'd been killed or just been tortured and things. And a lot of them had a similar description of what you just talked about, which I think is fascinating, that it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was kind of good, and you know, and that the Lord takes you in this trauma time, takes you somewhere else so that he can be with you and comfort you and help you. Yeah, that's just quite an opportunity.
It reminds me of Stephen in Scripture, you know, after
when he's being stoned, he looks at heaven and things don't seem so bad. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that listeners would love to have prayer to be reminded if anytime they're in a crisis that they need to pray. We talked about the importance of prayer, but also to say, Lord, what are you going to do for me? Because he is faithful and he will take care of us. So would you pray for our listeners that they would know in a time when they need to, that to reach out to the Lord like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, that is my hope for everyone.
So. Yes.
Yeah. So, Heavenly Father, I just want to once again just thank you from the bottom of my heart for your faithfulness, for your love, your grace, your mercy. I know there's nothing I did to deserve this. And Lord, I just am so grateful, and I do want to pray in agreement with what Christy just said, that anyone out there listening to this, Lord, would know that your deep love is available for them, that your grace and mercy are just there no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, that you are just waiting for people to turn to you. And I thank you that I just looked at you and you were there, and you brought me through something very difficult. And that is your heart's desire for all of us, to just be there for them. And Lord, I pray that people will remember this. If anybody is in a trying circumstance, whether it's an emergency or anything that comes up unexpected, or even, Lord, if someone's just feeling lonely or full of anxiety or any of these other things that can happen to us, Father, I just pray that they would be stirred to look to you, because you are the answer. And I just thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for doing that. Amen. So thank you, Steve and Heidi, for sharing your experience and just the testimony. You know, the Lord loves when we talk about him, you know, what he does and how good he is. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that story, or anything that is impressed on your heart about what you'd like people to know?
I just want people to know how amazing God is and how he's just there when we need him. And if you haven't met him, find him.
Right, and how real he was in your time of need. How present for both of you and real he was.
He really was, and in a different way than he was for Heidi, for me. I look back and I retell the story, I realized I never was once worried that she wasn't going to be healed.
Wow.
And I think that's probably not typical.
Right.
From people who have people in that situation, right? And not that it's something good about me. I just realized that he had given me such a peace and such a sense of his love for us that the other potential outcome just wasn't ever in my brain.
Yeah.
So really amazing in that sense.
I think that one other thing, too, just to put it in perspective for people, I think it is only 50% of the people who have this type of ruptured brain aneurysm actually make it to the hospital. And of that,
the half of the other 50% that make it actually two-thirds of them have a continuing issue as a result of their issue, right? So she's a third of the 50% that made it and has no problems.
Yeah, so and amazing. Those need... they need OT, PT, all kinds of rehab to even just leave the hospital. And I could have left shortly after I woke up, but they kept me there for a few days just to keep rescanning me to make sure everything was going away. And they let me go earlier than you would ever anticipate someone who had this. So,
and so truly what happened here is a miracle, and it doesn't mean that God doesn't love someone who doesn't have a miracle
of
like
course.
This. We are grateful for this, if God's love extends to all situations. And so, but the main message is to reach out to the Lord when you are in a time of need, or know him before you're in that time of need, but then reach out to him. So thank you guys for sharing the story. And thank you for joining us. And again, this is part two of a two-part podcast, so make sure to listen to the first part of the story. And thank you for joining us.